Your statements reek of naivete, she said with a scoff. Do you honestly think your regent shares every piece of information with you?
I have no doubt there is much the prince doesn't deem fit to share with me. However, he is most concerned with the situation in Lodore, and I cannot countenance him being part of the plot to murder your family. Angrily, she yanked her shirt from her breeches. She bunched the material in her fist and raised the shirt to bare her stomach.
Does this look like something I imagined?
He didn't look overly impressed by her dramatic display. What happened? Her fingers automatically traced the still tender gash on her abdomen. Then, remembering she had bared her flesh in front of a strange man, she yanked the shirt back down.
The regent's henchmen wielded knives.
He looked at her skeptically. And how did you manage to escape?
I told you I am quite capable of taking care of myself, she said through gritted teeth.
He stepped back, widening the space between them, but his gaze still bore into her. Tell me everything that happened.
I believe I've already told you what happened.
Her patience was wearing thin, and her desire to get away from this man was becoming stronger by the moment. She turned away from him and stared out the window like one longing for freedom from behind the bars of prison. She hadn't much time. The people who had killed her family would seek to install a new ruler, unless she could return in time to stop them. They would steal her people's legacy. Her fingers itched to fold around the parchment secured between her breasts. She curled them at her side to staunch the urge. Without the map, no one could find the ancient caves. She held tight to that thought and prayed she could return in time. His breath blew hot on her neck and she tensed. Once again, she felt herself twisted around to face him. Tell me word for word what happened when you went to meet this envoy. She searched his blazing eyes for sinister intent, but all she saw was determination. She glanced pointedly down at his hands, and he slowly uncurled his fingers from her forearms.
I went to an inn off the North Posting Road. I collected a message from the innkeeper that directed me to a room upstairs. I did not feel very comfortable walking into a room unaware.
Lord Merrick nodded approvingly.
So I knocked, then slipped down the hall a ways to see you answered. But someone grabbed me from behind and propelled me into the room. There were three men, and one held a knife to my neck. I knew they were going to kill me, so I fought them. I was stabbed before I jumped from the window.
He gaped incredulously at her. You expect me to believe you fought off three men and jumped from a window? Well, the window part, I believe, he muttered. Anger surged through her veins. She grasped his upper arm and in one smooth movement rocked her hip into his groin and threw him over her shoulder. He landed with a thud, his face a mask of shock. She folded her arms over her chest and stared down at him triumphantly.
Believe it now, my lord,